I have a message I'd like to share with you this morning. Hope you picked up a sheet when you come in, because I think it relates to this whole aspect of what we're talking about, Walk of Lights, but obviously it has a significance beyond that. I want to talk to you about two parables of the seed. Two parables of the seed. I think if you're a Christian, you're familiar with the parable of the sower. The parable of the sower. And it's the sower goes forth and sows, and some of it, the seed fell on wayside soil, some on stony soil, some on thorny soil, some on good soil. And so Jesus gives that whole parable, and the emphasis is that our hearts are the soil, and to prepare our hearts to receive the word. So that's the parable of the sower. Less known is the parable of the seed. Later on in that chapter, he gives two more parables, and it's the parable of the seed, not the sower, but the seed. And so I want to just share these two parables, and they're short, and I'm just going to draw a couple of points out of each parable, so it won't be long here this morning, but I think this is powerful, and I hope that you'll jot down the truths as we go. The first parable, and in my Bible, when it has a heading over this portion, it's called the parable of the growing seed. And that's your first point, the parable of the growing seed. And he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how, for the earth yields crops by itself. First the blade, then the head, after that the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. So Jesus gives this parable for purpose. He's talking about the seed. And so here are the three points that I saw in this parable. The first one's this. The kingdom of God is made up of people scattering seeds wherever they go. Now, I noticed that it didn't say sow the seeds, but they scatter the seeds. Now, I don't want to make a great distinction about this, but it did speak to me. When I think about sowing a seed, I think about this is my whole objective. I've come, I've prepared the soil, I've broken the soil, put the seed in, I've covered the seed, and sometimes on the in the garden you sort of tamp it down with your foot. That's sort of sowing a seed. The sense of scattering has a little different connotation. It's like I'm moving along, and I'm just scattering seed as I go. It may not be that I'm there in that location at that time to sow seeds, but as I'm moving through that area, I'm scattering seeds. Just wherever I go, I'm scattering seeds. And I think this is a tremendous picture of what Jesus was saying in this parable. When he looked at the church and he said, I want to show you what it's like. He said, I see my people going through life scattering seeds wherever they're going. They're in the store, they scatter some seeds. They're at school, they scatter some seeds. They meet this person in a business, they scatter some seeds. They're having coffee with someone, they scatter the seeds. That may not have been the reason they were there. They might have been there for another reason, a business encounter or something else. But when I'm there, I'm scattering seeds. Wherever I go, I'm just scattering seeds. And notice I see this, this is what the kingdom is like. He sees us, he's talking about you and me. He sees us going through life, scattering seeds wherever we go. The second point is this. After the scattering, we're not involved in the development of the seed. Well, you sort of think, we did. I scattered the seed, now I got to check up on it, make sure everything is happening just the way it should. If you excuse me, I'm going to cough here in a moment. But it says, after he scattered the seed, he goes to sleep, goes to bed. He wakes up the next morning, goes about his affairs, goes to bed, wakes up, goes to bed, wakes up. And then suddenly he notices, hey, it's sprouted. The blades come up. And he himself does not know. Now, this is a tremendous truth for us to lay hold of. Your responsibility is to scatter the seed. It's not your responsibility to make it germinate, to cause it to begin to be productive, to try to go back after necessarily and dig it up and look how it's going. Because listen, you scattered so many seeds, you don't even know where they're going. Every day you're scattering seeds, you're meeting people, you're in situations, you're just scattering seeds. What are you scattering? Your relationship with the Lord, who you are. You hear a need, they tell you something. And just to say, oh, you know, I was in a situation like that, but let me tell you what happened to me and just share how the Lord helped you, how you trust the Lord. Or be able to say to someone, you know, can I just pray with you for that right now? You can scatter a seed of a prayer. Oh, I couldn't do that. Oh, it's so easy. People may be turned off the church or organize a religion, as they say, but when they have a need and someone has concern for them and says, can I just pray with you about that? And it's not a preachy prayer. It's not an ostentatious prayer. It's just a normal prayer. I've done it in stores. I've done it in banks. I've done wherever I'm standing, just talking to someone. Say, can you mind if I just pray? And just a quiet prayer, and just short, 30 seconds. You see, you're scattering a seed. You're not giving a theological dissertation on this whole point. You're just scattering a seed. And you'll do it there, and you might do it a half hour later, and you might do it an hour here. And there's so many seeds. Just be aware you've got a bucket of seeds, things God has done for you. And when you move into a situation, you may not be in the situation with the intended purpose, I'm going to sow something. Just realize, no, I'm here, I'm meeting with these people, and I'm scattering seeds here. And so that's... You don't know how what's going to happen after. It says they don't know. You've forgotten about it. We're not meant to know. You don't have to know. Our only responsibility is to scatter seeds. To me, that gives me a real comfort. The power is not in my delivery. The power is in the seed itself. I'm sharing something of life, a seed of life, a spiritual reality. I'm just casually scattering it, just casting it out wherever I go. And I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to happen, when it does, and if it happens. So that's the second point. The third one is this. Our next active role is harvesting the crop. So our responsibility is to scatter the seed. Then we just have to let it go because it's automatic after that. You've done your part. The power of the seed is going to take over. And it's going to bring a crop. And our responsibility then is to be aware and be able to harvest the crop. Sometimes you're talking to someone and immediately you say, man, they're so open. And they're not closed at all. Well, you know, you may not have sold, scattered the seed, but someone else did. And it's been sitting in their heart for days, and they've been thinking about it, mulling it over, and other situations come out. Now you come along, now you see that something is developed here, and something is ready to be harvested. And we need to get comfortable with praying with people and leading them to the Lord. You don't have to know everything. All you have to do is just say, can I pray with you? Just pray this simple prayer. Say, Lord, forgive me of everything that I've ever done wrong. And Lord, I want you in my life. Guide and direct me. And just pray a simple prayer with people. And part of the harvesting them is to get them into the church, the family of God. It's like a birth in the hospital. You don't leave the child on his own. No, they need to go home to a family. Invite them to church. Invite them to an event. If you see someone that's open, someone that's, there's something been developing in their life, well then part of the process of reaping and harvesting is to be sure to bring them to God's people and connect them with the people of God. So this is this first parable that Jesus gives. Your response to be, scatter wherever you go. You can't control what happens after that. Don't even worry about it. Go to sleep. Get up the next morning. Go to sleep. You can't control it. It's beyond you. God's going to do it. And then, as you come across people that are open, be comfortable enough to share the Lord and what the Lord means to you, but do it in a very natural way. And you'll be surprised how many people are open. You know, they're open to people that care about them, concerned about them. And so this is our job. This is how the Lord sees it. Now let's move on to the next parable, which is right following on its heels. And in my Bible, it's called the parable of the mustard seed. The parable of the mustard seed. So Jesus says in the next two verses, then he said, to what shall we liken the kingdom of God? I mean, what is the church like? This kingdom of God. Well, what shall I liken it to? Or with what parable shall we picture it? In other words, they said, if you're looking on at the church, if God's looking at us, what does he see? Well, that's what he said. How would I picture it? He said, how would I tell you about it? It's like a mustard seed, which when it is sown on the ground is smaller than all the seeds on the earth. But when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all the herbs and shoots out large branches so that the birds of the air may nest under its shade. This is the second parable of the seed. So what's he saying to us in this? This is the first thing I saw in this parable. The seed is small and looks like it is insignificant compared to the ground in which it is sown. We're going through this world. And in general, you look at the earth and you sort of say, who's open to the Lord? Everyone's involved. There's all kinds of herbs growing, all kinds of plants. Scripture says Satan sows in this world. And you know, you look at someone, you see a bad plant going up or something that's not best in their life. And you sort of get the feeling, oh man, the world is so large. It's so big. And what I have to say to them is so small, especially if I only have a few minutes to scatter a seed. How will that be significant at all? I mean, it doesn't matter what I say or what I don't say in relationship to the world and the earth here. What value will it have? And so the Lord says, that's how you feel. It's a little small. It's a mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds. But he says when it's sown, it grows up. And it says this. Here's the next point I would say. The end result of the seed is greater than what you could ever imagine. It grows up so that it's greater than all the other plants that's there in the soil. It becomes a large tree with branches spread out that not only does it affect the earth, but now in the heavenly realm, in the sky, birds come from a distance. You'd say no connection to the seed being sown here, but now there's other things flying from a distance that are coming and benefiting from the little seed you sowed. Satan doesn't want us to know these parables. He wants us to be intimidated. He wants you to feel your little part doesn't count. What is this among so many? I can't do anything. Why would I even open my mouth? No one's receptive. No, just scatter your seeds. The seeds you scatter is so small. You say that won't make any difference. But you see, it's not in you and it's not in how you scatter. It's in the power of the seed. And God knows. He says, I take the small little thing you do, and if you'll be faithful and do it, and you sow it, this is going to have a far greater effect than you could ever imagine. Scripture says that the Lord is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ask or think. Now, I mean, that's a big tree. He can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you would ever ask, pray about, or what you could even imagine. God's at work. The seeds are powerful. He's just asking us to sow. And don't even be worried about after you sow it. It's at work. You can't control it. You don't know how it happens. How that person touches that person, touches that person, and that went and touched that family, and that family touched a nation, and you don't know how big it gets. In fact, the realm of influence is way beyond the realm of where it was seed, where the seed was sowed. Now people are coming from all over and resting in the branches of the little seed that you sowed. I mean, that's got to be encouraging to you. But the devil doesn't want you to see that. Jesus wanted you to, because he said, I'm going to tell you two parables. He didn't say two, but he gave two. I'm going to talk to you about the parable of the seed. We're the ones that are scattering those seeds. You know, when I was thinking about this, it came to my mind. I was in a restaurant one time, and this young man came up to me, introduced himself to me. This was a number of years ago. I know him much well more now, but I didn't know him that well then. He said, are you Ken Miles? And I said, yes. He said, I want you to know my dad came to the meeting, was in a meeting where you spoke and you gave an invitation, and my father accepted the Lord. I said, wow, where was that? And he said, it was Jacob's Well. This is back in the early 70s. There was a Friday night meeting going on called Jacob's Well, and they had invited me to come and speak there. And I remember going, but it's very vague in my mind, going to speak. I don't even remember what I spoke on. And they gave an invitation. This man's father gave his heart to the Lord. And he said, I'm a Christian today because of what you have done. You know that young man now is pastoring a church in this city? How in the world would I know, being asked to speak at a small gathering of young people, that someone there would hear the gospel and respond, affect his family, call of the Lord upon one of his sons to become a pastor in the city. I mean, this is what I'm trying to say. We have no idea. You're not even expected to understand how it works. But God is at work. All he wants you to do is scatter seeds and be ready to harvest when it comes. The second thing that came to my mind is still amazing to me. Back in 2016, I think I wrote the book, Is There More to Life Than Living? And during that time and a few years before that, I had been invited to go to speak at a retreat that this businessman was giving for people from Sri Lanka. It was just basically their culture. There's Muslim people there, and there was Hindu people there, and some Christians there. And he had me come, and I spoke. And from that, I went twice, a couple times a year and spoke. He'd take a holiday weekend, and they'd have a retreat. And many times they'd invite me to come, and I taught and spoke. And eventually, at one of those retreats, he said to me, you know, he said, I feel like I should start a church. And he said, I'm going to leave the business world. And then he, oh, I'm just thinking about this now. He said, you gave me a word one time at one of those meetings that God was going to, the same abilities he gave me to be a businessman that God was going to use for the kingdom. And he said, I want to do that. He said, I'm going to leave business. I'm going to start a church. Well, he started Seekers Christian Fellowship. For a number of years, I went over there and spoke every Sunday, once a month, every Sunday I'd go over and speak. And the church grew, still going strong. But then he said, I'm going to Sri Lanka. And he said, would you come with me? I went over. He had already told him about the book I had written and sent it ahead. And when we got over there, the president of the Bible school said, do you mind if we translate this into Sinhalese and into Tamil? I said, sure, we can do that. And he said, if you send us money, he said, we'll print it. And so I did. I sent the money, and it was printed in these two languages. And then the second time I went back, I met the man who was instrumental in translating it. He was just beaming. He said, when's your next book? When are you going to do this? He said, I want to do this again. He said, do you know that the book is being used by pastors right across Sri Lanka, and they're teaching out of your book the truths of God's word? I mean, to me, that's a wow. I just did something simple, something I could do. Not just planning it, not realizing, getting involved with this businessman. It's going to lead to that. That was going to lead to an invitation to Sri Lanka. That was going to cause a book I wrote and the ministry I have to be expanded. I mean, that's birds coming from the sky, landing in the branches. But see, I'm no one special. You have seeds. The Lord said, I see this. This is the picture. This is what I observe the church as. People scattering seeds. They're little mustard seeds. They're small little things. They're sowing it, but it gets a result because of the power of the seed. It grows and becomes something really powerful and significant. I hope you're encouraged this morning. I hope that you'll go forth from this day and say, I want to plant seeds. You know, one of the applications, and it's certainly obviously not the major one, but I thought it goes with today's message, because I'm encouraging you to plant a little seed in Walk of Lights. To say, hey, you know what? I'll carry the hot chocolate up. I'll serve the hot chocolate. I'll clean up after. Hey, I'll be a participant in one of the scenes. Hey, I'll help park cars. Oh, well, that doesn't really matter whether I do it or not. That is such a small little thing. What effect would that have? Just scatter your seeds. Don't hoard your seeds. I mean, you are more, oh man, when you think of it, you're a Christian. You know the truth. You know Jesus. You know how to give your heart to Jesus. You know how to pray. You know the answer to a lot of people that they're saying, I don't know the answer. Oh God, if there is a God, help me. You're passing them every day. And you don't even know it. You don't even need to know it. Just throw seeds everywhere you go. Some are going to find good ground. It's going to bring back forth a fruit way beyond your expectations. I am convinced in heaven, we are going to be overwhelmed with people who come to you and thank you for some little mustard seed you sowed that you had no idea, but it's affected their life and someone else's life. So let's be about the Lord's business, folks. Let's realize who we are. Don't put more on yourself than you can. Just scatter seeds. Small little comments, small little acts of kindness, acts of caring for people. Just so, wherever you are, just be a good person. But always do it in the name of the Lord. Do people know you're a Christian? They know you're a Christ follower. They should. Not because you're carrying a black, a placard up and down, being so overt. No, just be yourself, wherever you are. And just scatter comments and pray a prayer for someone. Make a comment that directs them towards Jesus. You know, every mention of the name of Jesus is a witness, no matter how small it is. We sang today, I just want to speak the name of Jesus. But do it in a natural way, in a caring way, in a loving way, not in a judgmental way. Just be who you are as a Christian. You love God, tell other people why you love God in the situation you find yourself. I'm on this ground, hey, I'll throw a few seeds there. I'm over here, oh, that came up, I'll throw a few seeds there. You don't know which ones are going to spring forth and be overwhelming to the environment. Let's stand together this morning. Lord, I feel encouraged this morning by your word and how you just use simple things. That's so much within our ability if we just be responsive to you. I pray for us as a church that we will be a group of people that just scatter seeds everywhere we go. We will not be intimidated by the smallness of the seed or the immensity of the ground, but our trust is in you, knowing that the words we speak are powerful. And so, Lord, I just ask that you'd help each person here to respond in the ways that you want. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to read the final verse. I never read it to you, but this really caps it all together. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord speaking, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I have sent it. You are the one to dispense that word. And the Lord says, it will not return void. It will accomplish why I have sent it. Well, be dismissed this morning. Go in the name of the Lord.